Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. Welcome back to another episode. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. I feel like we say this every year, but this Ramadan actually flew by so quickly, guys. I wanted to release this episode though, but I know a lot of people get busy on this day. For this episode, I wanted to talk about worship and feelings towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Ramadan over, I wanted to leave us with a few reminders that can inshallah keep us going. And we might slowly or even sometimes immediately fall back into old habits or lose the motivation or discipline to keep doing the good things that we were doing in Ramadan. But I just wanted to say that during Ramadan or the sweetness of our ibadah disappears and we just don't really feel like doing things anymore or we don't feel the happiness after doing these things. But I wanted to remind us that we're not worshipping a feeling, we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sometimes you can feel happy doing these things, it can be very fulfilling, but we aren't praying because so that we can feel good about ourselves. We're not reading Quran so that we can feel good about ourselves. We're not doing all these things to feel good about ourselves. We're doing these to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing these things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because it makes us feel good. Emotions are a spectrum. We can't expect ourselves to feel happy all the time while doing these things because happiness is an emotion. It comes and goes. What we need is contentment. What we need to know is why we are doing these things. It reminds me of the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and a lot of people were distraught. And after praising Allah subhanahu wa taala, Abu Bakr al Siddiq said, "Amma ba'du, whoever amongst you worshipped Muhammad, then Muhammad is dead. But whoever worshipped Allah, Allah is alive and will never die." Allah said, "Muhammad is no more than an apostle. Indeed, apostles have passed away before him." This is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih al-Bukhari 1241 through 1242. SubhanAllah, that reminds me of the feeling of Ramadan leaving, and I wanted to kind of do my own take on what Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said, and to say that, so know that if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a feeling, feelings come and go. But if you worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is deserving of that and to Him is our return, then inshallah jannat al-firdaws. And Ramadan has only come to pass. The next thing I wanted to remind us that depriving ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is detrimental to our spiritual health, and to not forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place the love of the things that we struggle with in our heart and to make it easy for us, because it's not easy and I'm not promising you that it is. I was listening to a halaqa on the Discover You Life podcast. I remember it being said that ihsan isn't an accident, excellence doesn't just happen. And subhanAllah, we have to work towards it and we have to work to maintain that which is. And yeah, I really wanted to share those two things. And to wrap it off, I wanted to play an audio of du'as from Sheikh Aisha Prime. And subhanAllah, please listen to this du'a through the end. Before it even starts, raise your hands. Just say Ameen to the du'as, inshallah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, bless us to be a witness to you in every blink of our eye, Ya Rabbi. Let us recognize that it is only you, Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Rabbi, we ask you by your mercy that you grant us your mercy. Ya Rabbi, that you grant us an intimacy with you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, grant us the best dua and the best answer. Grant us the best life and the best death, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us when the angel of death comes to take our soul. And let the angel of death only take our soul while you're absolutely pleased with us, Ya Rabbi. While we have been granted your complete pardon, Ya Allah. While we have the guarantee of your Jannah, Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Rabbi, we ask that you have mercy on us when the angel of death comes to take our soul and we breathe our last breath. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us when they wash our bodies. Ya Allah, have mercy on us when they lower us into the grave. Ya Rabbi, when you lower us into the grave, let it be the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that greets us in sin salam. Ya Rabbi, don't deprive us of his company. Ya Rabbi, don't deprive us of his company. Ya Rabbi, please don't deprive us of his company. Ya Rahman Rahimin. Ya Rabbi, bless us to be near and close to him. Ya Rabbi, fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Rabbi, we ask you on the day of resurrection, have mercy on us. Let it be the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that pulls us out of our grave. Let it be next to him that we stand on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Rabbi, let it be His blessed hand that takes us into Jannah. Let it be His blessed hand that we take a drink from at the hold. Ya Rabbi, let it be His blessed hand, Ya Rabbi, that we cross the Sirat with. Ya Rabbi, we're not worthy of Your Jannah, but we're too weak for Your hellfire. Ya Rabbi, we're not worthy of Your Jannah, but we are too weak for Your reckoning. So we ask You by Your gentleness and Your mercy and Your compassion, Ya Rabbi, please grant us a Jannah without reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, don't let us be humiliated on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Rabbi, save us from humiliation in this dunya and the akhirah, us and our entire progeny to Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Rabbi, we ask that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees us, Ya Rabbi, let him beam with light and happiness from seeing us, Ya Rabbi. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Allahumma ameen, Ya Rabbi al-Alameen. That is all that I have for this episode. May Allah accept this Ramadan from us. And inshallah ta'ala, I share this episode with whoever you think will benefit from it. Jazakallah khair, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.